signal you are receiving is coming from deep inside of FEMA Region 1, well within the battle lines of the municipal corporation known as the Commonwealth of Taxachusetts, radiating out to the darkest corners of Al Gore's internet from our secret broadcast bunker, cleverly disguised as a middle-class living room. This is Red Pill Politics. Patriots and obedient vassals, it's time for your weekly dose of Red Pill Politics. I am your opinionated and abrasive host, Dave Kopasz, and it is my succinct pleasure to be spending this Saturday night with all y'all. Thanks for tuning in. I do hope you enjoy the show. While we are talking, and if you are one of those folks that have access to the internet, please do stop over to republicbroadcasting.org. Check out some of the other programmers. 7 days a week, there's stuff out there to feed your brain, folks. Find a couple you like, share them around. Download them on your iPod if you have such a thing. You could, download the MP3s, put them on a thumb drive, stick them right in your vehicle, in your boombox, wherever you're at, and load up on shows, and do hit the donation button on your way out. We're listener funded here. The corporate fat cats and those big nonprofit Soviets do not fund republicbroadcasting.org. It is funded by our listeners. So that's why I get to talk about things and stuff that get me banned on YouTube and Facebook, which I am banned on YouTube and Facebook. So you're going to have to go to redpillpolitics.tv. Check out all the social medias. They blink on and off. They're all listed there. So are the live streams of the show. I cast out a live stream every week of the broadcast here at RBN so that you, too, can participate in the text chat and share that around. All right? All about sharing. All right? This is it is an information war, isn't it? And a lot of sleepy sheeple out there don't know their ass and their elbow. They just sashay through life like nothing's wrong. All right, they get up in the morning to the sound of their alarm clock plugged into the wall, flip the light switch, and the lights come on. They open the refrigerator door, and the light comes on, and things are cold. All is well in Whoville. Huh. Well, maybe not. Maybe not. Sometimes things are just a facade, a veneer. All right, you ever see cheap furniture? It's got this beautiful oak-like or cherry-like veneer on it, this thin, thin little strip slapped on with some glue on some particle board onto crap. Well, that's what's behind the facade. Government keeps telling you everything's okay. All right, the press secretary, all right, we wanted someone who was articulate and knew what was going on, and the Bidenista regime, I guess, thought we wanted a black lesbian. All right, so there we go. We got our diversity hire, and she comes on and insults our intelligence and tells us that everything at the border is fine. Yeah, we're stopping 90% of the illegal crossing. Just a bunch of baloney, lying right to your face, insulting your intelligence. Worse than a lie. They're lying. They know that you know they're lying. So they're just simply insulting your intelligence right now. Absolutely sickening. And that's kind of what we're going to focus on tonight. I wanted to talk about the debt ceiling, if there is any such thing. All right, I can't go on. For a while, my wife talked me into going on Twitter again when Elon Musk bought it. And sure enough, they turned my account back on. But my news stream is flooded with the musings of my public servants, mostly, not all, but most, right from the Commonwealth of Taxachusetts right here. So I get Elizabeth Warren, who is not an Indian, Ayanna Presley, who is a Marxist, all right, I mean, McGovern, he spends more time worrying about communist nations. He spends more time in Cuba and places like that than he does worrying about what's going on here. And when he's here, he's a constitutional menace. Ed Markey, right, of the Green New Deal, that thing that you read it and you ask yourself, who controls the means of production, and you have no choice but to say government, and then realize that a government that controls the means of production is a communist government. Oh, yeah, so they're all yammering. And it's not just Massachusetts either. It's the progressives that have taken over the Democrat Party across the whole nation. They're all chorusing the same thing. They're blaming the Republicans because they've successfully, you see, folks, they've got you, you know, you think you're not one of the sheep that's on the ramp to slaughter because you're in the other party, because you're a Republican. And, of course, the Democrats think the same thing in reverse, but you're both on the same ramp to slaughter. You got to understand this. And as long as they can get the American people, because the majority seem to be more closely affiliated with unaffiliated voters, independents and unenrolled. They're called different things in different states, but basically those that are not joining either of those clubs. We're in the majority. So what they're trying to do is get you to fall in one of those two camps, because at that point, you know, they've got you. They've got you. You're not a free thinker anymore. Whatever A says, you know, B's got to disagree with, and whatever B says, A's got to disagree, you know, and they got you. Well, right now, the progressives are out there chorusing that the Republicans are just out there to default on the debt. They just want to screw over all you old people and you teachers and law enforcement and, you know, go right down the list of all those people that the Republicans, the evil extremist MAGA Republicans, are out to get. They're not going to increase the debt ceiling because they hate you. Oh, yes. You know, and I asked them, and never once will I ever get a reply, is exactly how many times are you to screw us dry before it's enough? I mean, the whole concept of a debt ceiling is that, you know, we at some point got angry enough to say, you know what? No more. You're spending like a bunch of drunken sailors. All right? Like a good little socialist. They just love to spend other people's money, even money they don't have, and run them right into debt. And what have you here? What do we got? Oh, a mountain of an unserviceable amount of debt, actually. So, yeah. We've had this debt ceiling around for a long time, and they spend right up to it, and then they say the same exact thing. Folks, this is the insane part, is this should be like Groundhog's Day for some of you that weren't born yesterday, is this is the exact same line of bullshit that they gave us every time they bumped the debt ceiling again, bumped it up again. They play good cop, bad cop on you, and they got you. They got you. Oh, those Republicans, they just don't want to raise the debt ceiling. They don't want old people to get their Social Security checks. All right? You know, I went and I took a look. I'm going to share a couple numbers with you right now, as a matter of fact. You know, when you look at budgets here, you quickly come to the realization that they have two sections here, two broad sections, is one that we're all bickering about right now, which is the discretionary budget. All right, in the last budget for 2022, for discretionary spending was $1.7 trillion. All right, and if there's a discretionary, there must be a non-discretionary, and there is. All right, these are things that we don't get to talk about. All right, whatever discussions, if there were any, took place in the past, we're no longer talking, we're now spending. All right, those total $4.1 trillion. Right? This is a lot of money for us to not even have a say in anymore. It does include things like Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, but it also has a couple of categories in here. One is student loans. And these same critters out there now that want to bump the debt ceiling up, saying that the Republicans are holding us hostage and going to default, okay, they're also out there saying, we've got to just forgive all these student loans. Just forgive them, okay, to the tune of $482 billion for student loans. And here's what really gets me, is they got a category for other. All right, that's kind of like the mad money that you keep around in the office in an envelope. You know, you keep around 50 or 100 bucks for whatever, pizza or Band-Aids or whatever, you know, a little bit of mad money. Okay, well, this is not in discretionary spending. This is non-discretionary mandatory spending under a category called other, $520 billion. A half a trillion, other, just because, mandatory, really. All right, this is the type of spending that is well, it's criminal. It's downright criminal is what it is. So we listen, if we're supposed to think that these people are telling the truth, right, the progressives, the communists that took over the Democrat Party, they are hammering out there relentlessly. I mean, in a sickening repetitiveness, blaming the Republicans that they're going to default and they're out to get the old people. All a bunch of fear porn. They were told. They were warned. We told them a long time ago when we incorporated the debt ceiling, it wasn't because we were happy with them. It was because they were spending like addicts. Like addicts. They have all the classic symptoms of an addict who cannot control their addiction. And in this case, their addiction is to spending your future wealth. They're not even spending the money in your pocket now. They're spending the money in the pockets of your grandchildren and great-grandchildren. I don't expect the economy to last that long in the banks, by the way, so don't think I'm implying that, you know, two generations from now, the Federal Reserve is still going to be screwing us. I don't think so. They've got plans, and if you stay asleep, like you did with everything else, that's all you got to do is just stay asleep, and they are just going to steamroll right over your sorry asses and without batting an eyelash. I'm thinking, I'm hoping, I'm praying that you're going to actually stand up and start offering some resistance. I mean, hell, I can't think of ever catching a fish that didn't fight a little bit. Good God, and we've just been sitting there. So this money, this spending, this, you know, and again, they're implying that this party is doing something evil. And they are a bunch of dirt bags, don't get me wrong. They're full, infested with rhinos who are just batting for the other team. All right, but in this case, it's all theater. It's all theater. We know they're going to knuckle under, they're going to compromise, and the budget's going to get bigger. What in the hell did they do in the last year, in the last 2 years? I mean, we took such a hit. The last thing we need is more debt. And you look at the spending that they're doing, and we'll take some time. I've got this all pulled up here and ready to go. We'll start looking department by department. You know what I did? I calculated. If I were king for a day, if I was able to sit down and be the auditor, the big auditor with the cleaver, and start cutting waste, I saved this country $769 billion before even touching on and even looking at one penny within non-discretional spending. That was all just in discretional spending, getting rid of the Soviet. And you go in and you look at the budget and look at the narrative in the beginning, and the Bidenista regime has been crystal clear. They're telling you what they're going to do. And the climate changes in everything. Everything from the Department of Defense, the Department of Commerce, the Department of Agriculture, and John Kerry, that little scumbag, another one that got loose from the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, he's now prepared to go out and attack the farmers like we're seeing in other nations. It's here. It's not coming. It's here. All right? And the leader is John Kerry right now. Be on the lookout for crap from his poison pen. Oh, man, I'm telling you, folks, this is not going to be good. You sit on your hands. This budget is going to go through. It's going to be bigger than ever. And everything that I saw, I should predicate this, is that everything I saw in this annual budget was 10 to 15% increases in every single one. I don't think there was one department that was level funded. You know, I don't know what, you know, what could they possibly have done, like I said, in this last year? What could they possibly have done that would have warranted even level funding? I don't know. I don't know. We got a caller on the line. I'm going to try to stay caught up this week. Andy from Texas. How are you, Andy? Can you hear me?
Oh, hey, Dave. Thanks for taking my call. You know, I mean, you went through so much there, and there's, you know, I love listening to your show because you cover so much, and we just have 15 minutes here. But let me say this. There is so many people who took an oath that, such as I did as a military man. There's so many people who said they would protect this country from foreign and domestic. And here we are. All right. And we have a domestic enemy. There's no doubt about that. Have you figured that out? Yeah, you certainly have, Dave. You know it is. We have a domestic enemy and we're not doing anything about it. So, okay, so wait a minute. So we had a foreign enemy, which wasn't really a foreign enemy. It was somebody that the bankers and the Federal Reserve said we need to go blow up. But they created something on TV that told us that we should go and blow these people up. And so then our military goes over there and blows these people up. So, look, we're living in La La Land. We're living in Hollywood. This is a Hollywood production. Look at, you know, 2014 to 2020. The COVID vaccine and everything, the whole COVID thing was falling apart. And all of a sudden in 2020 or whatever, here
this
comes.
This would fall apart, too, if we just ask them the right questions. They're arguing over should we default or should we not default, you know, and we have to spend this because if we don't spend this, the old people are going to. Well, you know what? We haven't even begun to look whether we can get rid of your diversity and equity committees because those cost billions of dollars. Like I said, I went through the federal agencies and I was able to cleave off a lot of fat. But can we have a discussion about the concept of a debt ceiling? These people knew they were cognitive of the fact that there was a ceiling.
Here's a good question.
And they had to last their whole term to realize where that debt ceiling was. It was not a surprise. It was announced to them and they knew it. So I look at this as a criminal thing that they did.
Yeah, so throw this out there. What happens? Okay, let's say for the first time ever, they don't increase the debt ceiling. First time ever. It will be the first time ever. So if they don't increase the debt ceiling, what do you see happening?
Not too much. I mean, I would love to see government cut down. Hold on a second.
Last time I saw you, you had tears in your eyes. You lonely man that kept telling you lies. It was hard to do, but it came down to you.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
I've got that lightning inside me, son of a gun.
Politics, and you are listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network at republicbroadcasting.org. You can also check out the archive and my other snarky musings at redpillpolitics.tv. Get subscribed over there. Get on our Rumble channel. We're casting out a live stream right now. If you'd like to participate, get involved. We like to build a community there as well. So do subscribe, give us a thumbs up, leave a comment, all that good stuff. We currently have Andy from Texas with us, and we were talking about the budget and what a big budget it is. Andy, I think these people are criminals. There was no surprise that debt ceiling was announced. They knew it was there. It's been, and I'll tell you what, here's the thing, is I actually heard one of our Congress critters get up there and start yammering on about the process. This is just the way things are done. We go out and if we generate these bills and we've got to pay for this and we got to pay for our teachers and we got to support our this and we got to support our that, then we get around to the debt ceiling and we raise it. That's what we do. And you're holding it up. You're holding us hostage. She actually described the debt ceiling bump. Not the ceiling itself, but the anticipated bump as part of the process. So it's not really a ceiling to these people, at least not to the communists anyways. So how do you effectively communicate that to these numbnuts?
Well, first off, you never thought that these people could do this. You already knew they would do this. We're in this perspective of life where, in fact, we actually can see what they're going to do. You're not alone in this world, and I'm not alone in this world, and Alan's son at his house is not alone in this world. We are actually living in this world in which we can actually, those of us who have been paying attention, we can predict what's going on. Yes, the debt ceiling, who cares about it? Who really cares? It's all fiat currency anyway. Why do we care about the fiat currency? Well, because it's going to rule us. That's how we got these billionaires. You know how many billionaires there are in our country right now? There's got to be like 5,000-6,000 billionaires, or even better.
COVID created a bunch more. You know, wealth doesn't disappear. Once they put it on the old ledgers, even though there's not gold or even enough cash to back it, it exists as a journal entry. But wealth never disappears at that point. It only changes hands. It moves.
But what really gave this a kick in the ass, Dave, was 1971 with Richard Nixon. He took us the rest of the way off the gold standard. We were like two-thirds off the way from our buddy in 1933, Roosevelt. And then all of a sudden in 1971, we got, whoa, that's it, we're done. And then you had John Paul Getty, you had Howard Hughes, and then all of a sudden everybody sprung up with a bunch of billions of dollars because there was no, and then the computers came too, so it was easy to just transfer money from a computer to this computer.
The market has changed dramatically. You can now hedge on all kinds of things and investing in currencies, and the entire market and the trading system is changed and evolved along with it to facilitate and complement each other. So the whole damn system's gone completely rotten here. But this whole concept of the debt ceiling, these people are so brazen. I don't know, Andy, I keep seeing one video after another after another. It is evidence of a crime. They do not get it. The people have spoken and said, you've got to stop spending. This is the cap and no more than that. And they're giving us the finger with the expectation that that's just got to be raised. All we got to do is vote on it and it's a done deal. No, this is a crime. They're bankrupting our nation through fiscal irresponsibility.
But hey, Dave, we're living in a democracy. 51% of the people can determine what the other 49% want to do. And that's what we're really living in. And these people they've been advertising it. We're going to bring democracy to the world. So they go to Iraq. They go to Afghanistan. And I'll bet you there's an Arby's in Afghanistan. I'll bet you there is one in Iraq.
A big problem with the foreign policy is that, we're out gallivanting around the world installing democracy. First of all, we're a republic, not a democracy. But, I mean, is that what our foreign policy should be? It's to force democracies into other nations?
Dave, you got to look at the bigger picture. You got to look at the bigger picture. The bigger picture is every war that we've ever been in has been subject to making the New World Order even closer to our home. Everything has been.
Come from. Andy, we've got another break, and I got another caller on the line, but thanks for calling.
I got you, Chief. Thank you, my friend.
All right. We'll be right back, folks. It's Red Pill Politics. Last time I saw
you. You had tears in your eyes. You loaned a man that kept telling you lies. It was hard to do, but it came down to you.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Thank you. Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Syrah grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Actually, it ain't a happy Memorial Day, is it? That's not what Memorial Day is about. A lot of people run around saying happy this, happy that, but it's really not. So I guess I would have to recommend that you, when you recognize and bump into a veteran out there this weekend, you know, shake his or her hand and thank them, and know that there's a lot of veterans whose hand you will not be able to shake, because they lost their life in the service of their country, and they are to be remembered and appreciated as well. So hopefully you have a productive Memorial Day weekend. And moving on, we have got a big debate going on right now about how far into oblivion the federal government is going to spend. We're into the realm. I keep referring to it this way, and I'm not going to stop either because I believe it to be true, is what is an unserviceable amount of debt. We can't possibly pay this back. And they show no signs of stopping. What I believe you know, deep down, I believe that they realize the bottom's falling out of everything. Let's extract and game the system, loot the piggy bank right now to their benefit. And you watch, we all see this, even AOC. She's worth millions of dollars right now. She was an average B-rated bartender and now is worth millions of dollars. And this doesn't happen on a congressional salary. So, got another caller on the line. Pat from Texas. How are you tonight, Pat?
I don't know. Memorial Day is getting me down really bad because, they killed a bunch of the older veterans with the shutdown and not letting their families come in and not giving them the right medicine and putting masks on them and then sticking the stupid ventilator in them and killing them.
Yeah.
But I have three suggestions. One of them, John Stadtmiller thought was a good idea. The Coinage Act is still in the law, right? So why don't we make a big coin and roll it down to the Federal Reserve and say we're paying the debt off, and here it is.
Yeah, there's people that have gone in with literally pails of pennies and things like that trying to pay their debt. And by rights, once you've made a good faith offering and they refuse it, then the debt has been serviced.
I'm talking about the Federal Reserve debt.
I don't know. There's a few gold people still out there. But, I mean, are
we
ever going
to
be
able to... Gold? Does it say what it has to be? The whole thing is illegal.
It's a legalized Ponzi scheme. It's technically a Ponzi scheme, and it requires new suckers. And I keep saying this. They've got a problem because they locked themselves into a financial system that is a Ponzi scheme, requires new suckers, and you know those new suckers because they're issued Social Security numbers in the hospitals when they're born. All right. At the same time now, these brainiacs have outthunked themselves, and they've now adopted a policy of the world being overpopulated, and they're gangbusters out there trying to kill us off, whether through abortion, poisoning our food, vaccines, whatever it is. They're on a kick to depopulate
Everything that the hospitals are doing against us is going against them. There was an Ingrid Castle show before, and he was talking about all the hospitals that are closing all over the country because nobody's going to go there. And they found out that they don't need to. I mean, if you cut your leg real bad or something, you might need a few stitches or something. But I'm just saying that people are finding out that, they can live without all this. I mean,
it's going to be more difficult because they realize that the genie's out of the bottle, I guess, is that there's enough people to understand the value of good, wholesome food in terms of your overall health. And even using plants and things that are available to us to remedy ailments that we have. And they're now going after our food supply. They do not like individuals growing their own food. They're trying to tie us to government-supplied food so they can put whatever they want in it.
Well, we need to do it because, they used to plant a victory garden for war, okay?
Yeah.
We need to do it now. If we are going to be in war, then we need to save all the food that we can get for our soldiers. And I'm collecting aluminum. I got a whole bunch of aluminum to sell because, they need it for all this stuff they use.
Yeah, well, they sent the steel over to China when they did the Cash for Clunkers program. China stopped buying our debt, and they wanted something of real value. So they had us pour crap in the motors, crush up the cars, put them on a barge, send them to China. Because that's just what an economic machine needs. you know, like before China.
Before then, their can opener wouldn't open a can. It just bend. and also, too, people are saying the Republican Party is not conservative. Well, I was here in Texas when I saw the conservative people just took over the Republican Party.
Well, I'm glad you're bringing this up because since you're from Texas, I got a question for you that's on my list for tonight, and that is that the Texas Attorney General is being impeached, Ken Paxton, and it was a bunch of GOP rhinos that were right there at the head of the charge.
See, the worst Democrats try to get in the House because they decide how much money is spent.
Texas is one of the only states that has banned the CBDC. I wonder if it's got anything to do with that.
Did what now?
Texas is one of only two states that has banned the CBDC.
What is CBDC?
That's the global currency.
No, I didn't know.
The central bank digital currency.
But I know that one thing they did that he did that they don't like, and Texas is one of four states that have said that you're not going to mutilate any kids. So it's going to be against the law, and you'll be convicted for child abuse.
Yeah.
So that's really tearing them up.
Yeah. So they would all beside themselves, but it wouldn't have been possible without a bunch of rhinos and the GOP. And every state is suffering from this. In Massachusetts, a full 50% of the state committee, and of course the national committee man, Ron Kaufman. I mean, you just don't. That is the bottom of the barrel. So we think, you know, this Republican Party that we're talking about, things are going to put up meaningful resistance to the progressive machine, and they can't even get the rhinos out of their own party. I mean, this is why you never get off the launch pad if you're a Republican that's been working your tail off for so many years. You don't get off the launch pad because you keep getting kneecapped by rhinos like the ones that are impeaching your attorney general.
What they did was they waited until the Lincoln Party of Lincoln had to go home for their afternoon toddy, and then they took over. That's how they took over the Republican Party. So there's somebody on RBN there who says, you know, if you could tell me why the Republican Party is any different than it was in Lincoln, I was there and I saw it, okay? And I've helped fight a lot of things. You know, they want to say you can't vote unless this or can't. If you ever had a felony, I said, hold it. Well, if carrying a gun's a felony, it's just an illegal felony, huh?
You've got to put together a groundswell of just regular people like yourself.
We did.
A real movement separate of the parties and just target.
Well, I don't know. See, that's what I have out with the against. If we would have the Senate in Washington, if 5% of the people in Georgia had not voted for the Constitution Party, and now we got that dude saying that... the Bible was socialistic, you know, you got to share all things. But if 5 or 6%, you know, 5% of the people in Georgia had not voted for the Constitution Party, we would have a Senate now in Washington. And you really
can't
need
blame a party because they got a good platform and a good candidate when it's the fault of your own Republican Party for not being able to garner the political will to do what they need to do.
The Constitution Party is not going to come back. Howard Phillips ruined it.
I'm going to disagree with you on that. I'm watching you. I've got an axe to grind with him, and that's obvious. But my observations are the exact opposite. The exact opposite. So,
I mean,
you're not going to. You can't build yourself up by tearing someone else down. And that's what the Republicans are trying to do here. And I fully expect it because they're hemorrhaging people to us. All those good Republicans, those constitutional conservative Republicans that have been shit on by the GOP for so many years, they're now looking and saying, you know what? We can go and exercise our political views in a party that embraces us. I'm never going to apologize for that. And the Republicans, they are going to continue to hemorrhage good people, not the rhinos. Good people.
Everything gets infiltrated, right, Dave? Everything gets infiltrated. Trump decided to have his own party, and everybody's the Democrats and Democrats and Republicans.
We don't have that Big Ten philosophy. We're all are welcome, even the ones that don't believe in our platform. Okay, we don't have that Big Ten philosophy. You are on board with our Constitution because that's what our platform is about. It's about small government, personal responsibility. I mean, there's no one that I ever saw read our platform and came back and said, oh, this is lousy. This is pretty sketchy. That's not the comments we get.
Everybody fights this anymore. You know, this is the worst country in the world. Slap all those soldiers in the face that thought they were defending anything and kick them down the street, kick the Constitution to the street, all this kind of crap, you know. And the reason is because this was a Christian country, and now it's not. They're proud that they don't love God. They're proud of it. Proud. But you know what? I mean, there is enough.
The government deserve, and if we elect people that are not righteous, that are not legitimate, by this Constitution. That's why we did get the government we deserve. This is the government an apathetic population deserves.
They fool people. I mean,
they're liars. The devil lies. And this Christian nation, if we were doing what we were supposed to be doing, we'd be looking for that. We'd be expecting the devil to lie to us. And then believe those lies.
Each state can help themselves as far as the vote goes, because in Texas, you cannot vote straight party more. You can't bring somebody in and say, okay, this is a D and this is an R. Now, you need to write R and put an X where your name is, and you don't need an ID. I mean, it's not true in Texas. You got to vote for every one of them now.
Give them driver's licenses to illegals, and that's one of the things that you need to be able to vote.
There's
legislation being passed letting them vote in state and city elections right now.
Constitutional convention like that crazy old Mark Levine was. Going to get is people who don't even speak English. They can actually be a candidate to go to the convention and not speak English because of the Motor Voter Act. We got a lot of things. We need to straighten up a whole lot of things before
that's supposed to be a prerequisite to even be in this country. You've got to be able to speak the language and take the exam and be able to speak and communicate. It's not about being racist. It's just about being able to get services, tell a doctor what's ailing you, to do a good interview for a job. That's what it's about, to acclimate, to be able to communicate with the rest of your countrymen.
No, we have accommodated all that. They'll say, hablo español, you know, they'll have somebody there to interpret. So, you know,
in Chicago, they're letting kids in public school. Illegal aliens are allowed to enroll their children in school without any health records or anything. They keep putting our kids in harm's way as they're housing, you know, entire busloads as they come in. Housed in auditoriums and gymnasiums. Now they're letting these kids into school with a general population of students. And we already know there's some diseases that have been eradicated here that still exist.
Yeah, I said, is there any way that we can force them to be detained and tested before, that would be discriminating. I said, well, how about for their own benefit? Maybe they are healthy. They're going to come over here and they're going to get bad diseases, right? So why can't we?
See, this is where the Constitution Party is working locally. We know the importance of these municipal seats is that your local, and we saw this with COVID, is that your local health officials, your Board of Health, wields the biggest sword in town when it comes to power. Commercial coming up right now. We'll be wrapping up right after this next break. Stay with us. It's Red Pill Politics. Network. Stay tuned. We'll be back.
Like a titan that's rising on just your watch. I'm stepping into fate. There is no time to waste. I've got that lightning inside me.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org. Smash that donate button like Russian peacekeepers smashing through the Azov neo-Nazi terrorists in the Donbass.
I don't think you can explain politics without looking at Jewish power any more than you can explain physics without dealing with gravity.
9/11 was a jointly conducted covert operation that involved multiple states, the Saudis, the Israelis, and what you could call the deep state in the United States.
With anti-Semitic remarks.
yeah, you're jiggling juice, we used to say, the dancing Israelis.
So even the Republicans now are compromising, and they're pushing issues that are destructive to the white race.
They would always say, like, are we just going to talk about this stuff on the radio? Like, what are we going to do about it?
Either we force the democracy to work by actually getting the ballot access, getting the candidates, getting in office, getting our message out there to the people, or we expose just how undemocratic it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Through it already, but it is what it is. We got some info out. Definitely go out there and hammer these bastards. All right, they're out on social media and Twitter, and you know, you want to gauge for yourself. You want to convince yourself that not only was the last election probably stolen, but that the support for the progressives is actually so much smaller than what, you know, all of their feather fluffing would imply. Seriously, go on to social media, Twitter in particular, and find any of these public servants and click on the post and read the comments. It is overwhelming. What few supporters out there are just keeping their heads down or are not supporters any longer. It is unbelievable. But hammer them, mock them, call them out for every little crime, everything that they do. And just, I'm telling you, when they get nervous, they make more mistakes. They do. They'll keep saying things, and finally, who knows? Who knows? They've already got so, I don't know how many laptops they need before people start going to jail. And the problem we now know after Durham's report is that the intelligence system, the agencies themselves, have got to be just torn right down. Torn right down. And this is an area we got to be careful. As mad as we are, and we like to just say, bang, you're gone. We cannot make ourselves vulnerable. There are nations all over the world are looking for an opportunity to sucker punch us. And remember that. Remember that. Because of our foreign policy, pretty much. So, we only got a few minutes left, but there's Kamala Harris gave a commencement speech at West Point and tried to convince them the greatest challenge to the military is going to be climate change. All right, way to go, Kamala. AOC did a town hall meeting and was called a piece of feces by one of her constituents, and the whole thing broke right down. Call them out. Go to these town halls. I don't care how far you got to drive. Go there. Call them out. Stand in the gap. Make some noise. All right, this is not going to be good. All right, but boycott everything. Every time someone tries to put this trans rainbow that they've captured, and I would remind you, the rainbow as a symbol originates from God. The rainbow is his symbol, not to flood the earth a second time for our moral indiscretions. Take the rainbow back. I don't care whether you're an NFL team, if you're someone from Hollyweird, a beer, I don't care. Any place, a store someplace, a gas station, I don't care. Boycott them. Make it sting immediately. All right? It's a good show. Thanks for the callers called in. Thanks for the peeps that watch and are going to share. I know you're going to share, right? Hit that thumbs up, leave a comment, good stuff like that. RepublicBroadcasting.org. Check out the schedule, leave some feedback and donation. And RedPillPolitics.tv. Love and appreciate y'all. Fly your flags high. Keep your powder dry. Love each other out there. We'll see you next week.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio.
only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.